The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sugin Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Beis, we're going to continue discussing the Indian of Kablonis on Shabbos, the Halacha about having a Gentile work for Yisrael, be Kablonis. We discussed a little about having a Gentile work for Yisrael on Shabbos with Melechs Mechuber, Melechs Mefahesia, which means open work that people will see, like construction. And that is generally usher when it's in the Tchum of Yidden. When Yidden would see it on Shabbos, there's a problem on a sign. And now we're going to discuss the halachas of Kablonis when it's not Melechs Mefahesia. People would not know that the guy is working for a Yid on Shabbos. So, if you look in Siman Reish Beis in Shulchan Aruch, there's a halacha that it's mutar litan begadim lekoyves en yehudi va'aris la'avdan. You can give in clothing to the cleaners or skin to get worked on samach l'chashecha before Shabbos and katz le'damim. If you set a set price, how much it is, so it's kablonis, meaning the goy is working for a specific amount of money. It's not being paid for his time; he's being paid for results to finish the work. But the Shulchan Aruch adds, well, who shall yomer l'last b'Shabbos? But you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. So this is what's referred to in the Pesukim as kiveya malachter b'Shabbos, which means even though a kablin is me'ikar hadin allowed to work for a gentile kablin is allowed to work for a Yisrael on Shabbos, that's only if he's not ordered to do it on Shabbos specifically. But if he's ordered to do it on Shabbos specifically, because there's a time of essence, the Yisrael needs it right away. So then, even though he's kablonis, and even though it's not melech's mechuber, the halach is, it's aser. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Now, that's halach by kablonis. Now, what's going to be by arisus, when a person is paid a commission, right? We see in the Gemara that arisus was in a certain way similar to kablonis, because arisus is aser when there's marasayin. We find in the Gemara and Daf Chofal from Beis that arisus was mutter only because there was no problem of marasayin by a sode. If there would have been a problem of marasayin, it's pretty clear from the Gemara that arisus, when you're having a Gentile work on commission, it would have been aser if people would not know generally that such work is done by arisus. It would have been aser. So the question is, would a person allowed to instruct a guy to do a risus on Shabbos? If it's not instructing him and it's not melech's mechuber, it's mutter. So let's say you would have a guy who is being paid a commission, some sort of salesman, and he's working chutzot chum, so there's no problem marasayin. You have a broker that's selling a house for you, for example, and he's going to get a percentage of the sale. He's going to be paid from the fruits of his labor, based on the sale that he makes, he's going to get a percentage. So he's an oris. Now, could you instruct that broker to sell the house on Shabbos? Let's say we'd consider this Melech's Mechuber, which is not clear if it is or isn't, but let's say we consider Melech's Mechuber, so he wouldn't be allowed to sell a house for you, which is in the Tchum of Yisrael. It's not within a Jewish neighborhood, but let's say it's far out, it's not in a Jewish neighborhood. So then, there's no problem, Marasayin. Could you instruct that oris, that sharecropper, to, which in this case would be a broker, he's getting a percentage, can you instruct him to work on Shabbos specifically? Because you know, let's say Shabbos is an important day to show houses, that's when people are off from work, for example. So you don't want him to take over on Shabbos. You tell him, I'm hiring you as a broker, but it's important to me, I think it's important for the sale and for the price, that you work on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? So, in the Mishnah Brura, in Siman Reish Mem Hei, you'll find a case, this is in Sivka and Yud Ches. There's a case over there which sounds very much like arisus. You hired a guy, and the guy is running the business for you. And the Mishnah Brura says that if the guy is being paid, there's being paid for his labor from the labor itself. So he's like an aris. He's like it's somewhat a shutif, somewhat a arisus. It's not clear exactly what the case is. The guy gives money to the Yisrael gives money to a guy to do business. The guy works on Shabbos. The cholik is haschar b'shaveh. So it's the business, the business, it sounds like it's owned by Yisrael, but the guy works and the guy takes half of it. The halacha is you're allowed to let him work on Shabbos. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Bishabru says that Mikol Mokan calls it in a mutter elokashal yoimer liyein Yehudi she is asik behem b'Shabbos. You can't instruct the guy to work on Shabbos. Elosh ein Yehudi ba'atzme oisekein. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that an oris is not allowed. You're not allowed to be mitzava. You can't command an oris, even though he's being paid. He has his own motivation to do the work because he's being paid from the results of the work. Sounds like you cannot instruct an oris to work on Shabbos. That would be the halacha, I guess, but negeya this broker or any sort of salesman or maybe a stockbroker, whatever the case would be. Even if he's getting paid based on the sale or based on what he does, it would be usher if you meferish mitzaveh him, you command him to work on Shabbos. Now, that's also mefurish in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rishmim Gimel, Sivka and Zayim, mefurish that an oris you're not allowed to be kaveh malachta for Shabbos. There's an Avnei Nezer in Simon Memalef, Avnei Nezer's Choylik, and he says Arisus is much better than Kablonis, and even though we find by Kablonis that a person is not allowed to be mechayev, Shulchan Aruch Paskins are not allowed to be mechayev, a goy, a Gentile, to work on Shabbos, even if it's malachas b'tzina, it's not mefahesya, meaning it's people don't see the work will go on. Still, if you tell the Kablon to work on Shabbos, then that itself makes him into a shliach, an agent. The Avanezah says that's only by Kablonis, but by Arisus, he's more independent, so to speak. He's more working for himself because he's actually getting paid from the labor that he does, based on what he does, he's getting paid a percentage. He's an artist. The Avnezer says be mutter. So that would be, lefila Avnezer al kaponim, that would be a kula that would be kaveh malachta by an artist. So that's the first point that I wanted to discuss. The second point is a Mishnah Berurah. And this Mishnah Berurah is in Reishon and Beis Yud Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Paskins brings a Chaya Adam la halacha. And the Chaya Adam says as follows, Bebeis Yisrael, Kosav Chaya Adam, the Bebeis Yisrael, in the house of Yisrael, Aser afilim davar shemini kol b'nei el itin b'kablonis. The truth is, the Shulchan Aruch brings that Bebeis Shal Yisrael, you can't allow Kablon to work. In the house of Yisrael, you can't allow Kablon to work. Not clear why. Pashas would be, because, if not Melechus B'tzina, because people live there and people will see. But the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's mini kol b'nei el b'kablonis, so the Shechar shouldn't be a Mara sign. Everybody knows that this line of work is being done b'kablonis. And therefore, Melechus B'tzina is usually mutter. It's forbidden. There's no chance that people will say, he hired a Shechir Yoyim, because everyone knows this line of work is not done as a Shechir Yoyim, it's done by Kablonis, as independent contractors who get paid per the results of the work. Still, there's a problem. And therefore, you can't allow work done in the house. Now, an example of this is, let's say a person needs IT work. He has a computer that has a virus and he needs a technician to come down. So the technician says, I'm going to fix your computer for X amount. Or his keyboard is broken. I'll come and I'll replace the keyboard for $50. So that's exhibit A kablonis. That's standard kablonis. He's getting paid no matter how hard it is to replace the keyboard. How easy it is to replace the keyboard on the computer, he's getting paid a specific amount. He's a Kablan. Can you allow this IT guy who says he has time to come on Shabbos, can you allow him to come into your house and fix his computer on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Chaya Adam that it is 100% forbidden because it's in the house of Yisrael. Now, the question is, why should it be like that? Why should it be usher if everyone knows it's a Kablan? And to explain the question further, I'm going to bring another Chaya Adam, which the Mishnah Berurah brings. And this Chaya Adam is also in Simonation Base, and this is in Chof Hei. And the Mishnah Berurah is discussing if there are clothing that are nicker that they belong to a Yisrael, which means, let's say, tzitzis, or a frock, or something like that, a bekesh, something like that, where people know this is a Yiddish beget. And they would clean it by the nahar, by the river. Now, goyim were hired to clean it by the river. So the question is, can you allow a goy to clean it by the river, being that people will see that a goy is doing work on Yisrael? Now, the people that clean it, the kavson, were the mechabes were paid by kablonis, daka by kablonis. So, but the problem is, everyone sees what's going on. The mishabura brings the chayi adam hikel mitam kimin shiudu a shemini kol bnei elitin kelim lekavis by kablonis. Since everybody knows that the derech is that a kelim lekavis is by kablonis, so people give things, garments, to get cleaned, it's bekablonus. He's not being paid for his time, he's being paid for his results. Therefore, the halach is, afilu im en yehudi mechabs makam aforsim, even if he cleans it by the river, which everyone sees it, the halach is its mutter. That's the halacha Mishmur brings in Sifkot and Chavhei. So now we have a meridika question. If a guy can clean a beggar of Yisrael, that's known to be a beggar of Yisrael, and he can clean it with fahesia, because everybody knows cleaners does work bikablanus. So how come the Mishabura says that Bebeis Shayistrol it's usher to allow work to go on bikablanus if it's daka bikablanus, but he also lemechsh b'schem, everyone knows it's bikablanus, which means if everybody knows an IT technician is going to get paid bikablanus. Let's say that's the case. I'm not saying that's the case, but let's say, I'm just giving an example. Let's say that would be the case, that everyone knows he gets paid for results, doesn't get paid for his time. Mishabura seems to say that Beis Shal Yisrael is forbidden. What's the difference Beis Shal Yisrael and or Makam Afursim by the Nahar? The Makam Afursim by the Nahar, Daka B'Kablonis is Mutter. Why does the Mishabura say Beis Shal Yisrael it's forbidden? That's the question I'm posing over here. So I'm going to explain it the best way I can. This is the way I understand it. The way I understand it is, and really in the Mishabura, he's quoting Chayadim. If you look in the Chayadim, I think it's really Mashma the way I'm saying. And what the Chai Adam says is, he compares it to a different halacha, the reason why a person can't allow the Beis Shal Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, the work to go on, even the Kablanis. And he compares it to a case of Chitim Berechaim, which means a person has wheat being put into a water mill. They had these mills that were run by water. Can you have a guy put the chitim in on Shabbos? So the halacha is that you can, but says the Mishabura, says the Chaya Adam, the yid should not stand in a close proximity to the goy because it looks like he's telling him to do it on Shabbos. So what I believe the Chaya Adam is saying is that even though if a person hires a kablan during the week, and that could be kablanis, he's going to work on Shabbos, it's going to be mutter, because people know it's be kablanis, that's only if the Yisrael, the person who hired the Yid, the Yid who hired the guy, is not there when the work is done. When he's not there when the work is done, people understood it was given over before Shabbos to the guy. The guy could decide his own schedule when he wants to do it. But if it's done with Beis Shal Yisrael, which means in the proximity of the house of a Yidin, and Yidin live in that house, so then people will say, oh, he must have just told him to do it. He must have just told him, Hayoim, on Shabbos itself, he must have hired him. Because he's there, and the guy's working, it looks like he just hired him to do it. And that's really what the Mishabura says, that it's also the Yemushet Sivo La'asos B'Shabbos. It looks like he told him to do it on Shabbos. Now, that's what I think, that dafka the Beis Yisrael means in the proximity of Yidden. The Yidden are there on Shabbos, so in the proximity of the Yidden, you shouldn't allow Kabbonis to go on. But if it's not where Yidden are, it'd be mutter. Now the riot to such a Yisoid would be very clear. Because we discussed on Daf Chaf Allah from the Beis, and there's a whole Shaila, the Beis Yisrael, Benegeya building a house of Yisrael, when it's Daka Kabbonis. And the Be'er Locha in Reishim Dalet is Mesupik if it's Mutter or Aser. Now, we'll have a very big question. What do you mean he's Mesupik? Right over here, he says Mefurish from the Chaya Adam in Reishim Beis. He says, Beis Shei Yisrael, even if Darka B'Kablonis, it's Aser. Meaning the house of Yisrael, even when it's known that it's a Kabbalah, you can't allow work to go on. So if he says that they were Poshit from the Chaya Adam, it's Aser, why is he Mesupik in Sim Reishim Dalet by building a house? That's Beis Shei Yisrael. Building a house of Yisrael is also Beis Shei Yisrael. It's the house of Yisrael. So it should be also because it is Chaya Adam. But it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like these two things are related at all. That's a Safek, and this is like Matam Vada. He doesn't bring this Chaya Adam over there. So the answer to this question is very simple, that when the Goyim are building the house for Yisrael, Yisrael doesn't live there yet. It's not in the proximity of Yidden on the scene where the work is happening. The only shaila is there a heter of kablonis when everybody knows it's bekablonis, but then people might get mixed up and it's befahesia, so there's a lot of people involved in seeing it. So you have the svara of the Ran, that maybe people confused kablonis chayim, that whole be'alacha that we discussed on Daf Chof Aleph with Beis yesterday. But b'negeya, to work, do work in the proximity of the Yidden that hired them, that Meshabru is paskening in Simon Zivkot and Yud Zayin is forbidden. Is forbidden because if the Yidden are there, it looks like he told them to do it today. When the guy is doing cleaning the shirt by the Nahar, that everyone knows is Yisrael, or Tzitzis, where everyone knows is Yisrael, since the Yisrael is not, the owner of the clothes is not there on the scene, then you have a Chaya Adam that says, since it's not Melech's Mechubar, and it's Darka B'Kablonis, you have the Chaya Adam that says, you could be Mekel, it's Mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.